Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Children's Ministry Podcast, brought to you by the creator of Kidology.org and his faithful sidekick, Gus. It's time to set aside those ministry memos, volunteer rosters, resource catalogs, and never-ending to-do list for a brief challenge and creative ministry tip from the man who has been doing children's ministry since he was a kid. You've surfed his website, read his blog, and watched his crazy toy box tales. Now you can be equipped and encouraged by this sometimes inspiring, never boring, and always insightful children's ministry podcast. Be sure to subscribe via iTunes so you never miss an episode. And now, let's join Carl and Gus.
Hello and welcome to the Children's Ministry Podcast. I'm your host, Carl, and this is I Am Gus. Hey, what are we going to be talking about? Well, it's called the Children's Ministry Podcast. Yeah, I know that, but I want to know what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about children's ministry. Wow, what a coincidence! How's that a coincidence? Well, what we're talking about is the name of the podcast. Yes, I can see already that co-hosting this with you is probably a big mistake. But anyway, we're glad that you're here today. Who are you talking to? I'm talking to the people who are enjoying the podcast. Yeah, but I don't see anybody. I see a guy, grown man, alone, in his basement, talking to nobody. No, it's called a podcast, right? What does that mean? That means that people are going to be listening to this on their iPods, okay? Anyway, we got to get to the topic. All right, get away. No more delays. I'll try not to interrupt you. Okay, our topic today, are you going to give them the topic? Yes, I'm going to give them the topic if you will let me give them the topic. Okay, give them the topic. The topic today, ready? Anytime now. I'm trying to give them the topic. Okay, don't get uptight. Just tell them the topic. Our topic today is... What? I thought you were going to interrupt me again. No, you know me. I would never interrupt you. Okay, the topic today is... All right, let them have it. Finding your red sneakers.
That's the topic.
Great. What? I didn't get the memo. Why not? Apparently, I don't have any red sneakers because you didn't tell me that was the topic.
Well, Gus, actually the red sneakers I'm referring to are not the type that go in your feet. In fact, I'm referring, in my case, to you.
What?
You are my red sneaker.
What do you think I'm your red sneaker? Are you saying I smell?
No, I'm not saying you smell. I'll get to exactly what that means. But in this short broadcast, I would like to ask you just a couple of questions to kind of stimulate your thinking.
All right, you could just stick your finger in an outlet. That'd be a lot easier.
No, actually, I disavow all things that he's going to say, and I am not responsible for anything that Gus says during this podcast. But I want to ask you a question out there.
You mean the imaginary people?
Yes, the imaginary people. What is it that makes you different from everybody else?
Well, for you, I guess it's that you're ugly.
Gus?
I wonder why nobody don't like me. Or is it the fact that I'm ugly?
Gus, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that's a very sensitive topic.
No, Gus. What is it that makes you different from everybody else? God made us all unique. He made us all different.
He gave me spiky red hair.
That's right.
He gave you goofy brown curly hair.
That's right.
And a pot belly.
Hey.
Okay, sorry, I gotta stay away from those sensitive issues. You're very touchy.
All right, but what makes us different? You see, in our ministry, it's important that we have something that kind of sets us apart from everybody else. In fact, that is part of what it takes in order to bond with kids in a kind of a special way.
Oh, I get what you're saying. You're saying that most grown-ups are pretty boring, but if children's workers have something unique about them, it kind of makes them stand out above all the others.
Wow, I couldn't have said it better myself. For example, when I was a kid, I remember a lady in my church whose name was Candy.
Yeah, and I'll bet she was your favorite lady.
She actually was.
With a name like that, she was probably every kid's favorite lady.
Actually, she was very much a favorite of all the ladies, but one of the things that made Candy extra special was that every Sunday, if you went up to her and shook her hand,
she'd give you a dollar.
No, she wouldn't give you a dollar. But in her hand would be a butterscotch candy.
Blech.
What?
I don't like butterscotch. Couldn't she give away licorice or Oreos or maybe an ice cold can of Mountain Dew?
Anyway, the point is that if you greeted Candy and shook her hand, you got a butterscotch candy.
Yeah, nowadays they'd probably send her to jail for giving candy to strangers.
All right, Gus. Now, yes, granted, this was a while ago, and maybe giving out candy is not the best thing, but the point is that everyone looked forward to seeing Candy every Sunday because they knew
that Candy would give them candy.
That's right, and it made her extra special. In fact, Candy is the woman who led me to the Lord.
Wow, how many pieces of candy did she have to give you before you prayed?
No, actually, Candy had nothing to do with the story, and you can read the testimony on my website, but Candy built a relationship with the kids and just had that one little thing about her that made her unique.
Ah,
I get where you're going with this. So you're going to want everyone out there to think about what's the one thing that they do.
Yes.
And we here at Kidology do not recommend giving candy to strangers, okay? We don't want to be sued.
All right. Yes, yes. You don't have to give away candy, but make something unique about you. Like, for me, my red sneaker, as I'm going to call it.
You're calling it a red sneaker.
Yeah, my unique thing is Gus here.
I am.
That's right. Because every ministry that I've had, Gus has been an integral part of my ministry.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen lots of kids grow up.
In fact, I ran into a girl in college a couple years ago, and after greeting and saying hello, the next thing she said was, "How's Gus doing?"
Yeah, that's so sweet. How come I don't get to grow up?
Well, that came up because she also asked how Molly was doing.
Oh, you had to go and bring her into this. Hey, she's not on the show, is she?
Nope, she's not here. But see, Gus and Molly were a very real part of her ministry and part of what made my ministry to her special. And every children's pastor or teacher or leader needs to say, what's that one thing?
I know for you, you like yo-yos.
That's right, because many years ago, when yo-yos became very popular and I first heard that Yomega had a yo-yo with a brain, I went and got that yo-yo and I started playing with that yo-yo.
Yeah, now you got me. You've been playing with a yo-yo ever since.
Actually, I should have done that the other way. You should have. But so by having a yo-yo and wearing it on my holster and learning different yo-yo tricks, it just gave me something to connect with kids.
You also carry a lightsaber sometimes.
Well, I don't actually carry it very often. But as a Star Wars fan, and when Star Wars came out, I actually constructed myself my own lightsaber.
Wow, you don't turn that on, do you?
No, it's a local ordinance in my town that forbids that. But by carrying my lightsaber around, it gave me just something to connect with kids.
Oh, so it would be good to think about what is the one thing you can do, like a lightsaber or yo-yo or something.
Yeah, and everybody's different. When I do workshops and I tell some of my lightsaber stories or I demo my yo-yo, my desire isn't that people go out and make lightsabers.
Yeah, you don't want to be a dork like Carl.
Hey, shh. Or, you know, necessarily learn a yo-yo that might not be something that you'd be good at.
Not that Carl's good at it. John, what was that thing I wasn't supposed to mention?
Yeah, you weren't supposed to mention it.
He broke an exit sign at the church with his yo-yo.
Yes, I also put a hole in the wall once. But anyway, that's another story for another time.
Why not right now?
Because they're embarrassing stories. But we need to think about what is it that makes us different? And more importantly, my second question would be, what do you do to connect with the world of kids?
I know what you do.
What do I do?
You go to KB stores.
KB toy stores, that's right.
Hey, does the KB stand for Carl Bastian?
I know. I sometimes like to pretend that it does, but even saying I'm KB has never gotten me a discount at KB Toys.
Bummer. Hey, that manager did give you a shirt one time.
That's right. I do have a KB Toys shirt. But what do you use to connect with the world of kids? You know, kids live in a world that's just loaded with fun stuff, and there's no reason that stuff has to just be for kids.
No way. In fact, the other day when that family was visiting, and that boy was into skateboards, and you got out your remote control skateboard, he thought that was pretty cool.
He did. See, not many kids' parents are going to let them buy a remote control skateboard. So when I saw that in the store, especially since it was on sale, I thought, man, if I had a remote control skateboard, I could have something that kids all wish they had, and then in the right settings be able to share that with them and create kind of a bond with them.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. That would make a children's worker, not just another grown-up.
Yeah, in fact, my third question would be, you know, what is it that sets you apart from the world of grown-ups?
You know, most grown-ups, I think they drink lemon juice for morning. They look kind of bored and grouchy and like they just dare you to give them a good time.
Yeah, a lot of grown-ups do look that way.
Sometimes when I see a grown-up, I want to say, yo, if you're happy, why don't you notify your face?
Now, Gus, there is something that can make children's workers different from most other adults. In fact, I've been surprised that a lot of times when I'm out in public and I'm just at a grocery store or maybe at a
Taco Bell.
Yeah, maybe a Taco Bell. The kids often will wave at me or say hi to me or look at me and light up from across the room. And I don't have a puppet. I don't have a magic trick. I don't have a goofy tie on.
I told you, it's because you're funny looking.
No, you know what I think it is? And someone actually clued me in on this one time, and because I was baffled by it and expressing to them, I don't know why it is that strangers, kids from across a room, will light up when I look at them. And they said, you know what it is?
You're funny looking.
No, they said it's that I actually looked at them.
Whoa, that's deep.
You see, most grown-ups don't even notice kids. Kids are considered, you know, a short little nuisance that are running around, or if not nothing negative, just they're just irrelevant or not very important. And when you notice kids, you actually just look at them and smile. Imagine being in a sea of people that were oblivious to your presence, and then this one person across the room looked at you and smiles. And then the mom calls the cops. No. But notice them. And then secondly, that you enjoy kids. You know, a lot of people don't enjoy kids. And if you're somebody that actually enjoys kids, it makes a huge impact in their life. And then when you have something from their world, it shows you have something in common.
You know, Pastor Carl?
Yes?
I've noticed that a lot of people who work with children have these things like action figures or toys or something like that. But most grown-ups don't have those things.
You're right. Most grown-ups don't have those things. And it sets you different. And my last question for today in our short podcast would be, how do kids know that you love them?
Wow, there's lots of ways. Hey, you like acronyms, right?
I do like acronyms.
In fact, you made up an acronym for acronym.
Yeah, I did. An acronym for acronym is a crazy riddle of nuggets yielding meaning.
I have an acronym for Windows. Will install needless data on whole system.
Yeah. Just to be fair, all my PC friends out there would say that Macintosh stands for most applications crash, if not the operating system hangs.
That's right. Well, we love acronyms. Ford.
Found on road dead.
Fiat.
Fix it again today.
Corvair.
Completely outrageous racing vehicle with numerous repairs.
Do you know what BMW stands for?
I think so.
Break my windows.
All right, Gus. But I have an acronym, and it's the word love. How do we show kids that we love them? And the L would remind us that what we need to do is laugh with them.
You know, just be able to have a good time with kids.
You know, most grown-ups don't laugh. And when you laugh with kids and you share jokes and you get the things that they're doing, they'll enjoy that. And I'd say the O is to observe kids.
Yes, very carefully. They're probably about to do something they shouldn't do.
Well, I mean to notice them, to see the things they're into, to engage in them and talk with them. You know, when you walk up to a group of kids at church, don't take over the conversation. You notice kids will actually stop talking and look at you because they expect grown-ups to take over the conversation. That's what tall people do. But if you just said, hey, and just stood there, and then just observed what they were talking about and listened, and then just joined in their conversation, that communicates that they're important and you love them.
Which leads us to the letter V.
How'd you know that?
I looked at your notes here.
Oh, and the V is to value them, you know, to prioritize kids. You know, when you're walking down a hall, to stop and to greet kids, you know, to sit by kids, to treat them as someone that's extremely important and valuable. In fact, to celebrate every kid that comes in the classroom. I've been known to jump up and down and celebrate like
a buffoon.
Yes, just when a kid enters the room, and then do it for the next kid, and then do it for the next kid. Kids need to know that they're important and that nothing that you have or are doing is more important than them. In fact, in my home, when my little boy, Luke, is running around and playing, I often have my laptop open
all the time.
I have decided that if my little boy's in the room and he comes up to me and wants me, I will shut my laptop right away and give him my attention.
Whoa.
Now, if I have to be somewhere or I have to not be interrupted, then I go work somewhere where he doesn't see me. But I want him to know that he is more important than my laptop.
The question is, do you do that when Sarah walks up to you and you have your computer open?
I might have to work on that. But let me just finish with the letter E, and that is to encourage kids, to build kids up, make them glad who they are. Make it your goal to compliment as many kids as possible on Sundays when you're at church or in your weekday club, and because kids need to be built up. They're being torn down by their friends. They're being torn down by this world. They may even be in a home where they're not encouraged and built up, and you can be that bright spot in their life each week that builds them up, and then they'll know that you're loved.
Okay, so what's their assignment here? Because the time is running out.
Your assignment is to really think about what is it about you that makes you different? And we're all different. I don't expect you to go out and construct a lightsaber or buy a yo-yo. But there's got to be something that you enjoy. It may be making paper airplanes. It may be some kind of a hobby or something that kids are into. And you get into it too. And you'll have a lot of fun doing that.
Okay, you never told me what the red sneakers was.
Oh, well, I called this Finding Your Red Sneakers because one of my heroes, one of my favorite children's pastors, is Pastor Dick Gruber. And he is known for his red sneakers. In fact, if you go to his website, dickgruber.com, he's got some great resources there. You'll see a little picture of his red sneakers. In fact, when I was at his office at Valley Forge Christian College, they actually gave him a plaque with red sneakers on it. I think they bronzed them over. They weren't red anymore. I can't remember. But I remember that he is so known by those red sneakers, and it communicates he likes to be different, and he likes to be different, and that he's a grown-up that loves and values kids.
And we should be the same way. Or you human people, I mean.
That's right. Well, Gus, before we go, I have one special surprise for you. We have a special guest that I've brought here today on Children's Ministry Podcast with your hosts, Carl and Gus, and it is...
Oh, no. Gus! Ah! I'm out of here!
Well, until next time, this is Carl signing off, and I look forward to just meeting with you once in a while and just sharing some thoughts and insights and encouragements from the world of children's ministry. Be sure to visit my website, kidology.org, just jam-packed with ideas and resources and a place to network and communicate with other children's ministers all over the world.
Okay, I think that means it's time to turn it off now.
Yeah, we'll turn it off now.
Okay, goodbye. It's off now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Thanks for sharing some of your valuable ministry time with us. Tune in next time as Carl attempts to bring you more helpful tips for your ministry, and Gus tries to distract and derail him. Come exchange ideas and discuss ministry issues with thousands of other children's ministry leaders and volunteers, just like you, on kidology.org. As a bonus for listening this far, enter discount code WKDB and get a free extra month when you join Carl's site. Until next time, see you on kidology.org.